The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Just where I am. On Where I Stand, you start with your acoustic guitar and brushes on the drum this time. So that's, again, a different kind of intro to the other songs. What's this song about?
So Where I Stand, you know, in terms of production, you know, one of the things that was, I'll just start there for a second. It was absolute magic watching Shane work with Austin on the drums for this song, because Austin Beattie is an incredible, accomplished drummer. So responsive in the studio, so knowledgeable about music. And then what we were doing is we'd get a few takes, you know, and then it was later that we were sitting with decisions about what we wanted out of the drums for each of these songs. And so this is a good, funny story with it too, is that living in Maine, we have a wood stove, we have, you know, basement, we have first floor, second floor. So there's a lot of going up and downstairs for things. And we throw wood down in the basement in the wintertime when we need to grab some wood, and snowing sideways, we just go down the basement, grab some wood. So one of the things I like to joke about is that, you know, when I run down the basement stairs and then I forget why I'm there, I just get a piece of firewood and bring it back upstairs. It's just, you know, it's like, oh, okay. I don't know what I was doing down here. It was about 11 at night and all the lights were out and I was upstairs, obviously going to bed a lot earlier than I normally do because it was only about 11. But I ran downstairs and suddenly found myself standing in the middle of my dining room and having no idea why I was there. And the house was totally dark. And I was like, well, there's a great metaphor. We're just going to write about that. A lot of my songs are just fictional. They sound very personal in tone, but they're just written freely and working with metaphor. And so that was the metaphor I was working there. It was just, you know, one of those brainless moments in the dark, literally in the dark.
I love this line, edges tell a story of a world that's been erased. Darkness took the clarity that longing has replaced.
Yeah. So again, I always try to write songs that have a personal tone that people can place themselves in somehow. And so being a very visual person, you know, a lot of my songs come to me in pictures. And so I've learned to trust that because all my best songs have been written that way. And it's sort of like a slideshow in my head. With this one, there just kept being image after image after image about sight and light. And quite literally, when we're in the dark, you know, the edges of things are muted. You know, our eyes just don't interpret things the same way. They can misinterpret things. They can see things that aren't there. And there's all kinds of things that can happen when we're actually physically standing in the dark, trying to find something, trying to remember something, trying to look for something. And we don't have the benefit of that light shedding on the edges of things to show us where we are. So, you know, that accidental moment and my recognition of such is like, oh, metaphor, let's do this. Let's write a song about this. You know, yielded a lot of imagery that I just tried to respect when it came to me.
It's really funny because the song is called Where I Stand, but like you're really lost in the song. You lost the door to a promised land, a broken lock and the key in my hand. It's like, oh my God, that sounds so frustrating.
Well, and also
that's where I stand.
That's where I stand. Just, you know, one last note about that. The pre-production on this was excruciating for me because I had played it in a slightly different form for several years and I'd performed it a lot and I had collaborated with people on it repeatedly. There was a certain balance to the arrangement that was lacking. And I had done that intentionally, but it wasn't working for Shane. And so in the spirit of like, okay, I'm going to find out what I got to learn about this. I mean, obviously I'm not done as a songwriter and hopefully I get to do this for another 30, 40 years and I still won't be done. But I was like, let's see what we can come up with here. And he really held me to the task of balancing the arrangement of that song and filling it out in certain places lyrically, which is where some of those lines came from about, you know, the broken lock. And it's interesting because I've sung it so much this way now. I actually can't even remember what used to be there. I'd have to ask one of my buddies about that. But that one, I lost sleep over. But it settled, you know, that song settled. And then it was ready to be charted and ready for the studio.
Well, you wrote it while you were sleepwalking, for goodness sake. Got up in the middle of the night and woke up in your living room not knowing where you were.
Yeah, well, I wasn't quite asleep yet. I was actually still asleep. Yeah, it was good. But yeah, you're on to me. You're onto this one.
I like the way it ends with these contrasting guitars, which I'm sure you can't quite capture solo unless you've got like some foot pedal recording going on. But, you know, it has these layers of guitars at the end that complement each other and contrast each other.
One of the things I love about the way this album is produced generally is that there are these moments that feel like fugues without being overcomplicated or messy or in any way, shape, or form muddy. None of it.
Yeah, Empty Bowl has that fugue moment. This is definitely, like, I was looking for that word. It's very fugue-like. I was thinking almost a round, what they used to call a round.
Right, right.
Well, Jenny Van West, I have to thank you. This has been a real pleasure to have you on Backstory Song, and I have to thank you for your new gift to us in the album Happiness to Burn, which I understand peaked at number 7 on the Euro Americana chart. We can't wait for your next album. Maybe you'll come back to Backstory Song to talk to us about that when you get out of this corona quarantine and we get you back in the studio for another album.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Doug. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk with you. I feel like we could talk all day. This is one of my favorite topics. So yeah, I would absolutely love to come back when the next album, Indigo Blonde, is out, which, you know, it's going to be in the 2020s. Sometime in the 2020s.
Indigo Blonde. Oh, I can't wait. And I have to thank in our studio here, Wyatt Schmidt, our sound engineer, who is also a DJ, DJ Wyatt Schmidt.
All right. Well, thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Jenny Van West.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.